Straight Chest Motherfucking Podcast.
Make some noise!
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hey, Segre, this your boy N.O.R.E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN.
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players.
You know what I mean?
In the most professional, unprofessional podcast and your number one source for drunk facts.
It's Drink Chest Motherfucking Podcast,
where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go. It's time for Drink Champs. Drink up, motherfucker.
What it good be, hopefully what it should be. This your boy N-O-R-E.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
And it's Drink Chance Motherfucking Happy Hour. Make some noise! And when we started this show, we said we wanted to interview legends. We wanted to interview people that's in this game 10 years or more, that's making a mark, and that's standing here. And when I'm still looking in front of this brother right here, he is one of the most remarkable CEOs. He has changed so many people from the hood's lives. Made them millionaires. Made them stars. Right now, I got the three hottest fucking people in the fucking world still signed to them. Right now. Going through a couple of different decades. Had the original Cash Money. And then now everything is going on. In case you don't know what the fuck we talking about, we talking about Birdman. Make them Now, you were like the Cash Money period were like the inventors of like being independent.
Definitely.
So how did you guys go from, like, you know, being in New Orleans being independent into, you know, Universal getting wind of you guys and then coming
and,
on
and
board?
The difference between independence before you guys, like the Ruthless Records and the Luke Records, what was the difference from then to you guys?
I kind of studied all them guys who did it before me. But just to bring you to the essence of where I come from, how we come up. You know, just growing up in a boy's home and, you know, just being in the streets all my life, you know, we lost a lot. Right. So I just felt like when Universal approached us, I was already 5-6 years independent. And I feel like we had blood on this money already. So I refused to give up anything. You know, I was a young man and that was my mentality that, you know, it wasn't about the money. It was about me being able to own my shit. And I just felt like we lost so much to gain so little. So none of that shit didn't even matter to me. This what it is. This what it's going to be. If not, I could continue doing what I was doing because I was making millions of dollars a month anyway. So when I went up there to New York to visit with whoever we were going to visit with, it was going to be my way or no way, our way or no way, period.
Wow. How did you develop that mentality? Because so many people at the time, they were getting advances and they were happy with that and grind some, you know, a couple of cars and sneakers.
Saw the bigger picture.
How did you see the bigger picture? Now everybody wants to be black excellence and black owned, but you was doing this shit. And
20 summers ago.
Yes, so I'm trying to say.
When I came in the game, it was just like, I just felt like, you know, but I lost so much, but I lost Dan and my whole family and then a bunch of my partners. And all them niggas to me died to see me be successful, or see us be successful. So I ain't felt like, how could I give somebody something that they didn't work hard for? Boss man, that music. How can I give anything up that people died for? So I went up there with that mentality and it was gonna be that or nothing. We wasn't hurting for no money. We was already making millions of dollars a month. It wasn't about the money. I still wanted a great deal.
How hard was that? Because in the beginning, you know, hip hop was in the East Coast and then it went West Coast and then it went South. And even when it went South, it took a while for it to come to Louisiana.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So how hard was that? And even when it went, it kind of like went to Texas first. And so how hard was it? Because you got to see the Ghetto Boys, you got to see them.
Yeah, I was inspired through all that, but New Orleans always had a culture.
Right.
We was able to
open the bottle, Lee.
Move and do what we do throughout New Orleans, Texas, Atlanta, throughout the South, Alabama, all them areas. So for us, we were still generating a lot of money and it just, we were putting out a lot of music every month. So once I got the hustle of it, and it was spreading. So, you know, back in them days, you had to do it from the turf. You had to be in the ghetto with that shit. We're in every neighborhood, every project in America. We didn't been in that motherfucker.
Right.
So for me and for us, we were just trying to really just get out the ghetto.
Right.
And I found the hustle, which was music, and we just stuck with it, kept it pimping.
Woo!
God damn it, God damn it. Yo, you still don't know how to open up champagne, bro. Like, yo, you know there's a classic way to open up champagne. We don't got to do it around hood niggas. You press down on it, and then you open it up. There's no noise.
Right behind you, too.
No, right behind me in my fucking ear, man. What the fuck? You know how many things? That shit just reminds me of something bad, brother. You got to get your life together, man.
You know, you come up in this era.
Exactly.
That, you know.
Yo, let me just tell you something, Birdman. You're... Ever since my encounters with you, this is why it was important for me to do this interview, because my encounters with you, you're a man of your word. If you tell me, yo, are we gonna do something, we have always did it.
Day one.
Day one. And I gotta give this shit up. Because I see people, you know, go on the internet and their opinions, and their opinions is their opinions. I don't, you know, that's them. But I gotta speak up for you. You know what I'm saying? I gotta speak up for you. If every encounter with me for 22 years has been pleasant, has been real nigga shit, I gotta stand by that. You know what I'm saying? I can't sit around and just, you know what I'm saying? See, oh look, shit, let me get some little bit more. You ain't drinking champagne, right?
No, I'm straight.
You got your own, right? You got your own. God damn it. All right, cool.
And I brought you that bottle of 20 bands.
Yes, I ain't gonna lie. I'm putting that in the crib. I ain't gonna lie, I'm Birdman, putting that in the crib, man. Like, I got fuck these niggas here, man. I'm putting that in the crib. My niggas that don't deserve that, bro. My niggas don't deserve that.
I
met
you in the trenches.
That's right.
In your neck of the woods.
Let me keep bigging you up. So I'm gonna tell you what happened. I went to New Orleans, and I was trying to get a record from Master P, right? And
you remember what year this is?
This was like 97 or something like
fresh
that.
Fresh off of War Report or fresh
this
off
is,
NRE?
This is off of War Report. NRE is not.
Okay.
No. This is after NRE.
Yeah, because the record
and
of them was.
I remember I was out there, some girl said, "You gotta fuck with Cash Money." And I ain't hear it, niggas, yet. So I was like, "What?" And she had put me on a Juvenile, I think it was 400 Degrees before the. This is before the Hot record. And I was motherfucking Cash Money down at that moment. So then. I finally linked up with you on the Melvin Flynn album in New York, and you told me I had just won a Juvenile at the time, and you said, "Nah, this little nigga right here is gonna be the biggest thing in the game."
Lil Wayne.
Yep, little motherfucking Wayne, my nigga. And to be honest with you, he was so shy back then. You know, remember he didn't used to talk. So when I looked, I just trusted you and I believed you. And if you remember that record, I let Lil Wayne go first.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? I said, but you told me that years ago when Juvenile was the hottest in the game. How do you develop foresight and seeing talent like that?
I just think it's one of my gifts, bro. Mm-hmm. You know. I can see that shit before they see it in themselves. And I believe in it, and I give my all to it, and we ride with it till we make it happen, bro. That doesn't mean that it's gonna happen fast.
Right. And for everybody.
We ain't come up in the social media era, you know what I mean? You had to do that shit a different way.
Right.
But I think it's just one of my gifts, bro, and it always, and I believe in it. If I feel it, I'm going with it. I ain't gonna think twice about it.
Right.
And I think one of my blessings is I was an artist,
right.
And I know how artists. Mm-hmm. Thinking what they need to paint, how they paint their picture, and I let a nigga do their thing, and I get out the way.
Right. Now you and Juvenile, y'all doing an album together now, correct?
Yeah.
So how did that come about?
Drew and all me and Nile just stayed in touch, bro.
Right. You know what
I
mean?
And I just personally feel like Juvie. He's a nigga that's born to rap.
He's one of the best to do it. He really can rap.
Right. You know what I mean? And I wanted to, you know, Juvie signed to Cash Money, you know, now.
Right.
And I just felt like, for now, this is a great way to bring you back. I don't want to just throw you out there, because I think he got so much to offer. And talent-wise, he's a bad motherfucker.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I thought this would be a great way, let him do this and then go do his thing. You know what I mean? Because he definitely born to rap, and he gonna impress a lot of motherfuckers with this project and with future projects that we're gonna do together.
I do be a bad motherfucker now, but you got right now, presently, you have one of the number one records in the world, Bust Down Tatiana.
Yeah,
is that that's on Cash Money West?
Cash
Holy
Money.
Moly, bro, let's pick up, goddamn. Nigga, you can't stop getting money, goddamn. This nigga can't stop getting money. This nigga just getting money. Yo, so, because obviously, you know, from your affiliation, we see, you know, WAC.
Right.
WAC,
right.
Who's wear is red, you
definitely,
wear red.
Definitely.
How does someone come to you and say, this is a young brother, I believe he's Crip, and does that make a decision and who you sign?
No.
Or, okay, so nah. It's about pure talent?
What made me was, me and WAC always had a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It started with the beat thing. You know what I mean? Me going to Cali a lot.
Okay.
And I moved to California, and I say, you know, my love for music, right. I want to go over there and start a vibe.
Mm.
Let's get a vibe going. So I hit WAC and said, let's start Cash Money West. I want you to run the whole, you be the perk, you wow. do your thing, and you from the turf.
Right.
And just to make the artists feel cool, they got one of their own to represent what we're doing.
Right.
And we put the play together, and Blueface and Young Savvy is the first two artists we signed from CMW.
Wow. And Blueface is taking off.
He done took off.
He done took off. God damn, make some noise for Blueface. I think that's dope too, because see us, you know, on the East Coast, we grew up just thinking like when a blood sees a Crip, it's automatic, you know what I'm saying? And nowadays it's more like about the green.
For
like
me, you know, I'm an old head in this right, game. I ain't tripping. If you're young and got talent, we gonna do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, Death Row was the blueprint of that as well.
You know what? I forgot about that. I forgot that Suge was actually
They had Bloods and Crips.
You know,
matter of fact, Savvy and Blueface, both of them Crips.
Do you ever get slack from like the Blue Bloods coming
at
you?
I mean, we just looking for talent.
Right.
You know, I ain't, man, you know what I mean? Shit, we trying to make money. I ain't with the bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I ain't trying to be tied to the bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
All we want to do is make money and do great business with these youngsters and keep building brands and turning them into millions, 100 million into billions.
Right.
That's the whole play.
Right.
So when you thinking like that, you ain't even got time for the small talk. That's
right.
Bullshit. We just trying to take this young man and make him as successful as possible, build him to be as big as possible. That's all that matter, bro.
Wow.
Only.
Wow. Goddamn, make some noise for that, goddamn. Now, what's my man named? The king of R&B? What's his name?
Jacquees.
What's up with him? Yo, he had to get in that bag at him for like a week.
So proud of that young man,
yeah.
Man. I mean, I've been working with Jacquees for going on 5 years.
Right.
Been a while, yeah.
And day one, I saw stardom in it.
Wow.
I just, you know, it's a process in this shit, bro.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And I stuck with him. We believed in him. And I think right now, 2019, this is your.
Wow.
For all the hard work he put in here, a great young man, come from a great family. And I think he's going to be one of the best for a long time.
Wow.
Not just saying that because he's with me, because he's talented. He write, he can write. He going there. You know, young niggas doing 5, 6, 10 songs a day, man.
Right.
You hear him? They really chopping it down. So for me with him, I'm going to work with him and we're going to hustle real hard. He got his own company that I embrace called FYB with his own artist. His single of his new album come out on the 22nd.
Okay.
Then his album coming out either April or May, whenever he choose to drop it.
Okay.
But I really expect a lot of big things out there, young man, and this gonna be the year in the turning point. And we believed in him day one, and we're gonna continue to believe in him and let him paint his picture and do his thing.
Done. Is it safe to say Game album will be on Cash Money West?
Say that again.
Is it safe to say that Game album being a Game is managed by WAC? WAC is running Cash Money West.
Game is one of my closest friends. I really like Game,
mm-hmm.
and if I ever got a chance, ever. Got a chance to work with Game, trust me, it's gonna happen.
Okay. So that's like almost? That's like maybe? Like,
if I ever got a chance. Because I think he's, you could put Game in a boat with the Wayne, the Kendricks, the Drakes.
Yeah.
This man is a real.
That's what we said.
This nigga born to rap.
Mm-hmm.
You got a few niggas really born to rap. You know what I mean?
We kind of felt like Game was super dope, but we felt like he didn't need to take certain tactics that he was taking this route around, like with the Kanye thing. Like, we didn't agree with that because we thought that Game is too nice for that. Like, he's too good
lyrically,
he could get to that same.
My point of embracing him, he do whatever the fuck he want to do,
right.
However he want to do it. But
right.
I believe in his talent,
right.
And I'm gonna bring my expertise to the table.
Right.
What I bring to the table, I come with power with this shit,
right.
And I think he's a superstar.
Have you ever dealt with something like that? Like where an artist was, we could talk about an artist that you're maybe cool with. Like, you know, like if you was cool with Kanye and Game went at Kanye's wife. Have you ever been involved with something like that? We wanted an artist to change something or something like that? You got in the middle?
I stay out of other nigga business.
Yeah.
Ain't mine.
All
right. You know what I mean? I got enough of my own. Whatever them men got going on, that's on them, bro. Right. I got nothing to say about it. They get it how they live, thug with it, whatever they want to do with it. Fuck it. Just leave it over there. I ain't got nothing to say.
Got that. Make some noise for that. So in the beginning, there was a Cash Money Rough Rider tour.
DNY to my partner Swiss, all them boys, we grew up together in this game.
Yes, big them
number
up.
Number of respect.
But I'm not gonna lie to you, no one thought that tour was gonna survive. That was
the whole round.
Yo, I'm talking about even like the openers was killers. Like everybody was a shooter, hey, goddamn.
50 Cent opened up.
That was what I'm saying. 50 was the opener. That's who I forgot.
So, shout out to 50. That's one of my close friends.
Okay, man. Okay. So how was that? Because you know, again, at the time, New York was running shit so much that like they didn't really acknowledge other places. But this is, you motherfuckers are the hottest people on the motherfucking planet. How did that, you know, not only New York embracing you, but the world somewhat looking at, you know, New Orleans from here on out?
Honestly, bro, we was young and we didn't give a fuck.
Wow.
To keep it G with you. You know what I mean? We were just young, excited to be out the project. Mm-hmm. I used to have a bus with at least 100 with me. My whole neighborhood was with us. So we wasn't already tuned into what we was doing. We were just happy
just
to be
it.
Out the ghetto, making money, and we could buy our mom's houses and cars. We wasn't tuned in till after all that shit to like, nah, let's take, you know what I mean? We're going to take this shit serious and get jiggy with it. Let's see that we can make $100 million, couple of hundreds of billion dollars in this shit. But when we was doing them tours, we were just running around having fun, getting money, not really knowing.
I see footage of it, y'all going to the stores, popping champagne.
Look fun.
Yeah.
We were just enjoying that shit just to be, you know what I mean? Just like a dream come true. The shit happened. At a real young age for all us, bro. You hear me? So when we got all that money like that, nigga thought they was dreaming. Facts.
How old were y'all when you got the deal, the distribution deal?
I signed my deal. I probably was 19, making 20. Wayne done been playing with millions of dollars since they was 13, 14 years old, man. You hear me? So we grew up in the music business. I've been with Universal 23 years, and I was 7 years independent before that, so... You know, it shit been like we grew our life up in the music business.
Right. Wow.
And at a young age, playing with a lot of money.
Wow. That fucked me up just now. That fucked
19.
Me up. That's fucked me up.
Fucking so, we doing it.
So at some point, right, it looked at like Juvenile had left, or Turk had left, or BG had left, and it looked like it was just you, Manny, and Wayne at one point.
Yeah.
Did you have any doubt? You know, because at the time, Wayne was not the man.
Like, definitely.
And I remember him, like, somewhat putting Cash Money on his back. But again, that was like, you know, it's like your son. So are you thinking, like, this is the one, or I'm thinking this is the one because this is my son?
When all that shit took place, bro, kind of fucked with me because I never thought it could happen.
Meaning people like, you
nigga
know,
would just go separate knowing how hard we come up. And we really started with nothing and I blessed niggas.
Right.
I gave my life to this shit. Honestly, I put my everything online. If I was going to die, I was going to die. If I had to kill, I was going to, whatever had to be done, I was with that shit. So when it did happen, the same day it happened, Wayne came to me like, because I was in my feelings about this shit, like, y'all niggas know what it is. Nigga, y'all know what it is. Y'all know what it is. He was like, man, fuck them niggas, man.
Right.
I'm better than all them niggas together anyway.
Right.
That shit woke me up.
Right.
I said, you know what? You right. Fuck them niggas. Let's go. And that shit turned me up. We ain't never looked back.
And what's the first record when you seen, like, from that moment that you seen Rain perform? You was like, all right, this nigga was right. And you right. Obviously.
He was dropping mixtapes.
Yeah, the mixtape.
Oh, yeah, mixtape
Rain.
Okay.
And I went to his show. And I'm thinking,
they knew the words.
Nah, I'm just peeping him.
Okay.
I'm just peeping him because I'm used to always being on stage with him.
Right.
So he was like, I got this tonight. You chill out. I want you to watch me.
Wow.
When I saw that shit, I was like, let's go.
Wow.
I knew he had it. I always knew he had it. But honestly, you know, with all the love and respect, situations, diversity make a man be a man. Mm-hmm. And make you stand. Mm-hmm. And losing them made me and Wayne just go harder. Mm-hmm. In every situation. So it really turned him into a monster.
Right.
Because at first he ain't had to be a monster.
Right.
But when they left, he was going to eventually be who he was going to be. But the leaving shit made a nigga just be more creative and do their own thing.
Right. And one thing about Cash Money was like, like you said, you was influenced by Jay Prince. Like, I seen y'all.
I was influenced by more than niggas.
Excuse me. I was thinking of Houston Ghetto Boy, excuse me. But, you guys always somewhat did your own thing. Like, when we see y'all come out with the helicopters, like, niggas weren't thinking like that. Niggas like, helicopters? And what developed that? Was it because they had other people who was popping from New Orleans, like, No Limit?
That competition help?
Nah, just our early days, but I was just painting my life.
Mm-hmm.
In our early days.
Mm-hmm.
All that shit was me just saying, fuck it, this is how I'm living.
Wow.
This is what we doing. This is how we thugging with it.
Right.
We gonna get helicopters, all kind of shit.
Right.
First, put his little inputs in, but
right.
That was just a fantasy a nigga had as a kid, just wanting to live life a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And I put that shit and turned it into reality.
Right. You ever thought it would be this big though?
You have expectations, but when you live in it, it's something totally different.
Wow.
You know, our first expectation was just getting out the ghetto. And then as you living, you know, every day of life is an experience, because I never lived life like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I come from the slums with this shit. So any one of these artists, they come from the slums too. So every day of life is an experience, because a nigga never lived life like this. So for me, I didn't think it, but once I seen we could do it, I went for it.
And a lot of people don't understand, like, you'll see a new artist, you'll put him in the studio with you, you'll hang out with him. Like, where do you develop, like, just showing love? Like, even, like, with Young Thug and Rich Homie Quan. Like you show love to them. Like, I don't think you had to. I think you did. But how you develop that? You know what I'm saying?
It was through somebody else, but I saw the talent in Thug.
Mm-hmm.
Thug brought the other boy to the game, but it was always what I saw in him.
Right.
Solid soldier.
Right.
Real gangster. Fuck with him till the day. That's my partner, my little brother. But I saw so much talent in him at a young age. He was 19 when I met him. And I just felt like with my platform, we can make him a star. The world ain't seen no shit like this here. And we started that Rich Gang shit, but it was really about him.
Right.
About Thugger.
About Thug.
Definitely.
God damn it.
I want to take it back. I want to know what in New Orleans in the days when it was y'all and No Limit.
Yeah, I want to
like
know
how
that.
Was that for us that don't know? You know,
was it ever like, because we know it was competition, but was it ever like, you know, it was beef or something like that?
Certain artists,
okay.
Cash Money, No Limit. That shit was real.
Yeah,
for real. They ain't fuck with us. We ain't
the Calio Magnolia project.
Nah,
right?
That shit real.
Right.
Oh, so it was a project beef. Uh-huh.
Like we from two different projects. So
right, that's what I'm saying.
It just didn't never mix, and
right.
Me and his relationship never mixed.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Maybe the artists, but we didn't fuck with each other, so they couldn't fuck with each other.
But not because it was beef, or was there a little?
We just ain't never vibe, bro.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
We ain't
to
never
this day?
Had no beef. Ain't nobody dead. You know what I mean? But we just didn't never vibe.
Wow. To this day.
We just never vibe.
God damn, I would have said that.
He just never vibe.
Don't get me wrong. I got the utmost respect for, you know, he from my same city. So niggas then came up and he did some shit niggas still trying to do. He put out 35 albums in 1 year. You hear me? So that's a lot of hustling. But I salute to everything he doing.
Right,
you know?
God damn it. That's respect. Respect that. So, you're rebuilding this. Wayne is taking the flagship. Now, who comes first, Drake or Nicki? Because when Wayne had to come to you and say, you know, because you're the bigger company, so Wayne has to say, Bird, baby, we want to sign this. Who comes first, Nicki or
they
Drake?
They both came
at the same
time.
Damn. Oh, so that's like the Young Money
starting
album?
The Young Money, yeah.
So, you look
Young
at
Young Money was already around day one.
Yeah, you had like who was the guy? Jay Mills.
Nah, they come after.
They come after. Oh yeah. Wow!
But Young Money was squad up and all that other stuff okay. Wayne was doing. But Young Money was just an imprint till we felt like it was time.
Right.
Till we found Drake and Nicki.
And then, so, what's your first impression for Drake? Because at this time, right, Nicki, you know, there's other artists from Queens, there's other artists from New York. Maybe you guys ain't worked with some, but there's other artists from New York. So you gotta identify that. There is no other lit nigga from Canada.
Nah, not at the time.
Not at the time.
Not at the time.
Big up my brother Carter Now Official, because I don't want you to send darts at me.
Also,
you
know what
I'm saying?
Out there.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Lit.
Yeah.
There's no. So this is actually.
And he was already an actor.
He was an actor or some shit. No one that was, you know.
Well,
not
in
really.
Canada they knew about it.
But in Canada they knew about it. So what's the first thing that pops in your mind and say, damn, Canada nigga, can this work?
It wasn't even. I didn't even know where it was from. I was like, that nigga cold.
Mm. Mm.
I said, the first day I met him, I told him he gonna be a legend.
Wow.
He said, for real? I said, nigga, you already a legend.
Wow.
That nigga bad. He come in the game as a bad man.
Right.
When I just heard his mixtape, that was the first tape he ever done. He eventually formed to be who he is.
Mm-hmm.
But day one when we met him, he wasn't who he is now. But
yeah, at first I thought he was mimicking Wayne at first.
No way.
At first, I'm just being honest.
I mean,
no
that's
way
your opinion, but
yeah.
That's two different machines. They
right.
do music in two different ways.
Okay.
See,
okay.
Wayne started something with that song, Positive.
Mm.
Niggas wasn't singing back then. Niggas was still rapping.
Okay.
And
okay.
He
okay.
did that prostitute, and that kind of changed the game.
Mm.
But Drake already was doing all this shit.
Mm.
So when he came, and over a period of time, Drake been around with us 10, 12 years.
Right.
He formed into something that what he is right now.
Yeah, super, super, superstar. Mm. Now, Nicki
mm-hmm.
is, you said, came at the same time.
Yeah.
Your first impression of Nicki was, she's
when we first seen her, he showed me a DVD the same day we did.
The come
did
up DVD, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
The same day we did A Million, the first week on Carter 3, I think, Carter 2 or Carter 3, whichever one that was. And we flew her in. I just seen something in her.
Right.
And he really seen, he brought it to me, like, we got, she gonna be the female on Young Money.
Wow.
But you can see, but being around Nicki, she eventually formed into something.
Right.
Because we give them so much freedom to be whoever they want to be.
Right.
And she formed into Barbie.
Right. Now, moving around a little bit, have you ever, like, you know, tried to make an artist, and it just didn't work, and did everything you could do?
Just the music business, bro.
Right.
You know, a lot of shit you do might not work.
Exactly.
You know, I've been with Jacquees 4 or 5 years.
Right.
To it. Even you know with Thugger, and I've been with Wayne.
Right.
Wayne had the longest run in all of them.
Right.
Wayne was around 10, 15, 12 years before he always was successful till he took it there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Nicki and Drake and them, they popped off top.
Right.
They went straight up.
Right.
You know, Wayne had a longer ride before he, maybe because the ambition was higher. Nigga
right.
wanted to go where Jay was at.
Right.
Nigga wanted to see what it feel to be up there.
That's real.
And that's what a nigga shot to.
That's real.
As far as on that rap shit.
That's real. As far as that rap there, yeah, that's
nigga
real.
Went up with it.
Where do you put Cash Money when you compare it to like a Death Row, a Bad Boy, anybody? Where do you rank yourself?
To me, with all respect to everybody that ever did this shit,
yeah.
None of them have done more than me.
You got a billion streams?
I sold over a billion records. I done sold over 300 billion streams, and I done did over 575 million on iTunes alone.
I'm sorry, I'm not counting your money. I'm just saying. Just say that one more time.
You kind of counting it right now.
Yes, a bit.
I done did over 300 billion streams, and I done did over 575 million on iTunes.
I felt richer. Like, I felt like I got a check in my account
right.
just now.
A lot of the cats who did it before me, bro, I respect what they did and how they done it. And I looked at all of them,
right.
and I just wanted to be better and do better.
And you know the crazy shit is, when I have barbershop talk, when the cameras ain't around, and you know they compare you guys to the Jays, and they compare you to the Diddy's and everybody. The difference between you is you did it mainly on music.
I did it all music.
All music.
All music.
God damn it! God damn it! Yeah. God
when they gave it up, I hugged it.
Right.
This was the life I wanted. This is the life I chose.
Right.
And I refuse today to give it up.
Wow.
I love it.
Wow.
I love the hustle music. I love to take young black men and make them successful who ain't got nothing. That's right. An ambition for me to see talent in a young man who see it in themselves, but I'm going to believe in them and show the world what they got within them. Right. That shit a rush for me.
Right.
How did those deals that you created early on that were monumental change when for the streaming era? Like, did you have to adjust what you were doing or reapproach it?
Hey, streaming is the best thing that ever happened to the game.
Wow.
You remember? Because now you could, it's more money in it. It's more money in this game now than it ever been. So for a young man who's streaming, he don't need all the things we needed back in the G.
Right.
Nigga could be doing that shit off of YouTube and social
SoundCloud
media and get him a bag.
Mm.
It's so plentiful now, all over. It's the money is way
consumer,
up.
Right.
No, the money just way up for these youngsters.
Wow.
You could do more. What I did in 30 years, I could do it in 5 years.
Wow.
I'm going to do it again in 5 years.
Wow.
It's a different game. It's a faster.
So you prefer it now, the way it is?
I prefer it then because it make me appreciate it because I put in the body of work for that shit. But now it's a different hustle. To me, it's easier, but it's more plentiful. It's more money for everybody.
Right.
It's a different game. You see these niggas running around with all the bags on the phone by their ears and shit because niggas really getting it. Now the music business is way up, and it's dominant urban. Urban music is the
being
culture.
Like
we're the culture.
Hip-hop.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're the culture.
Now, like I said, we're going to bounce around a little bit. Now, I want to, right up top, thank you and say thank you for coming through because the world, the public, haven't seen you.
I try to talk less than don't talk at all.
Right.
And let my actions speak louder than words.
God damn it. Let's make some noise for that. God damn it. But the last time the internet kind of saw you was when you said, "Are you finished or are you done?"
Yeah.
And it was the most classic legendary shit.
Yeah.
You told them all three of y'all, and that was hardcore. Yeah. God, I'm making noise for that. Now, what?
I'll see you live.
Okay, of course. Now, what exactly what did they do to make you? Because I haven't seen you mad like that ever. I know you 20 years. What did they do?
I just had some shit on my chest.
Okay.
Really with Charlemagne.
Okay. God damn you, Charlemagne. Go ahead.
I just wanted to see him face to face and let him know.
Mm.
You heard me, Slime? Stop playing with me.
Right.
Respect me.
Mm.
You disrespecting my name. You playing with me up here.
Right. Put some respect on his name. God damn, we got respect on your name over here.
All
we
time.
Want you to know that. God damn, we got some respect on his name over here. God damn it, big chat. So, did you know that was the most viewed, 2 minutes in the internet?
You know how viral that went?
Yeah, that was viral. That was viral. Like, and I can tell you was trying to keep your composure.
You know, you can't, nigga, yeah. Have a nigga behind the wall.
right.
But
you haven't talked to the media since. That's real shit. You sat down with us, man.
I try not to, but you know, you a different culture, bro.
Thank you.
Man,
I'm off the culture, goddammit. Yes.
For each other, then we had a mutual friend and we both lost together, man.
Hold on, everybody, please. Make sure your phones is off. I want to give a moment of silence to one of my close friends, Birdman's close friend, CeeLo, on the count of three. 1, 2, 3, bow your heads and close your eyes for a second. God bless you, CeeLo. That shit fucked me up. I've been thinking about it right now. Like, that shit fucked me up because I didn't see that coming, man. God
at
bless
all,
him.
Me neither.
And that nigga loved you.
He just was on the plane with me, man. We all flew out there together, but you know, bro, life goes on, bro. Fuck it.
That nigga loved you.
And, nah, he real solid, man. We miss him for real.
I miss him too, man. Great fella. Now, all right. moving along, right? We hear these rumors about you and Wayne and all this crazy stuff, right? And those rumors take over, right? Mm-hmm. But then there's a moment where you and Wayne is together and y'all hug each other. Why do you think the internet didn't blow that moment up more than they blowing? And this is just honest, you know what I'm saying? Because if they gonna blow up, you know, what they think went wrong, when they see that moment that it was corrected, why you think the internet didn't give it the same energy?
I don't know, I must have been thugging too long, bro.
Right.
I really don't know. And I never get caught up in the internet shit. I don't give a fuck about none of that.
Right.
I'ma live my life how I live my life. Wayne, I love him like a son. It's the other day, you know, we communicated. He was my son to me before I even had my own son. He was my son. So I really don't give a fuck about no internet.
Right.
And I always take the lick, but fuck it, I'ma still stand up, I'ma still be a man, I'ma live it like that.
And you always sort of stood that ground, like, Wayne is my son, and, like, you never caught a moment where you got mad, because like you said, like, you
caught a lot of moments I got mad, but still, when you look at it, when you look at somebody who you're considering your son, you gotta suck that shit up.
Right.
And no matter how I felt, I sucked it up.
Wow.
You know, he might have was feeling some kind of way, but it didn't matter. I just sucked the shit up and kept it moving. The only thing I could do was just keep hustling. Because I knew, man, and him were going to eventually get back together.
You kept saying that. Like,
I
every
wasn't
time.
Worried about that. Yeah. But for me as a man and what I got in this game for, I just wanted to keep hustling and keep making talent throughout all the storm.
Now, one of the people that was vocal when you guys were beefing, and then one of the people that was vocal after you guys, like, you know, gave that hug was Ross, right? Now, Ross, when you guys gave that hug and you guys squashed it, Ross tweeted out, or I think he Instagrammed, and he said that was honorable. So I guess that was his way of apologizing to you. Do you accept his apology, or?
For the track you're talking about?
For, I guess, whatever he was saying. Cause
I just came up. I mind my own motherfucking business.
Right.
I don't get in no other nigga business.
Right.
I'm in the music business and I don't mind niggas business.
All right.
So when another nigga business to me, that's a violation.
Exactly.
That's how I come up.
Exactly.
And, you know, simple. I ain't never been no man to speak down on no man in this music business. Never did. That ain't my thing because I know how hard this shit is.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't here to downplay a nigga. I won't see a nigga come up.
All right.
Period. So, as far as me ever speaking down on a nigga, I would never do it now. But if a nigga disrespect me, fuck him. Fuck him, my bitch. We could kill, shoot, whatever you want to do. But as far as me speaking down on a nigga in this game, that ain't my MO. Because I do my thing.
Nah, for sure. For sure. That's a motherfucker. That's real shit. That's real. Now, like, moving on. Like I said, I'm going to bounce around. Have you ever received slack for, like, having the tattoos, like, on your face? Or you Rich or Ray, who gives a fuck, right?
When I put them on my face, I ain't give a fuck.
Right.
I did that shit at 15. I knew I was going to be a dope boy when I was born.
God
I knew that my pops was a
God
dope boy.
So I got chills when you said
that's
that.
That's what I always wanted to be.
Right,
I know any nigga that put tats in his face, it ain't too much more shit you could do.
Because right.
You're going to be, there ain't too many doors you can go in.
Right.
I perhaps to choose hip hop.
Right.
So I can walk in doors with this shit on my face, but
God damn it.
At first, you know, I was gonna be a dope boy for me. That was what it was for me.
Was it ever a little awkward when Thug and Wayne wasn't getting along?
We talked a lot about that shit, but I nipped that shit in the bud.
Okay.
You know, Wayne's my son and Thug like my little brother. So to me that was like a family situation.
Okay.
That shit wasn't gonna go nowhere.
Okay.
It was gonna be what it was gonna be. And we were gonna leave that alone and get back to it. My whole thing was to get them to work together. That was my plan. At that time, we were going through changes with artists, with the Young Money, Cash Money shit, so I went and embraced Young Thug and them and went to Atlanta and started that Rich Gang shit. But my plan was always to get them to work together.
Now, us in New York City, we had this group at one point called Murder, Inc., and it was Jay-Z, it was Ja Rule and DMX. They were supposed to go and make an album. You think Wayne, Drake, and Nicki will ever make an album like that?
They had plans. They did a few songs.
Wow.
But, you know, you never know. Everybody, bro, You know what I mean? Everybody is in so many different directions, bro.
Right.
Niggas playing with hundreds of millions of dollars. So, right. You know, it's a lifestyle with that shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Wayne right. got his life. Nicki got her life. Drake got her life. Right. I mean, Drake got his life. So, right. everybody's in different areas doing different things, bro. So, for them to come together and do it, is it possible? Yeah. All
right.
Definitely. But will it happen? I don't know.
All right. They're just too fucking busy.
Just everybody doing their thing, you know, everybody, you know. In younger days, we probably could have did it easier, but now, you know, every niggas playing with hundreds of millions and they all got tours and scheduling. But honestly, I think it could and should happen because they the most street talented in the game.
Now, Khaled on his way to superstardom. I don't know if I pronounced his name right. Did I say that right?
Khaled.
Yeah, on his way to superstardom. He was on E1 on Koch, then he had a brief time on Cash Money. Mm-hmm. And now he's this you know, big, huge mogul. How was the experience, like, what Khaled on Cash Money?
He's still the same nigga.
Right.
Khaled. He's originally from New Orleans, too, right?
Yeah, met him in New Orleans. Khaled a hustler, bro.
Right. Right.
And when a nigga hustler, what you can do but respect him?
Right.
He a hustler. He gonna find a way, get a way, make a way. That's the only thing I can say about him. A real hustler, you're going to get it in.
And y'all cool still to this day?
Yeah, we cool.
Because I think Ross had said something on the record or some shit.
Man, I always did good with Kelly. Kelly could speak on me.
Mm-hmm.
That nigga made millions of dollars on with me when another nigga ain't never gave him a penny.
Mm.
I was putting millions in his pockets.
Mm.
I always did good by him.
Mm. God damn it. God damn it.
Any young organizations that you see right now coming up that you feel is like y'all back... When y'all started?
I like what P doing with QC. I like what he's doing. You know what I mean? I always felt like we need more CEOs in the gang. I really like what he got going on. He hustling. And I like what Top Dog built.
TDE.
You know what I mean? Over there, what he got going on. You know, that's great keeping that legacy on West alive.
Mm-hmm.
And I like what Young Thug forming into. You know what I mean? Cause he's finding talent doing his thing. You're going to see a lot of that from Jacquees. I think you're going to see a lot of that from the new artists, the youngsters, going to be putting niggas on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Going to be putting their own brands on. I think that's what's going to keep this shit going at a heavy pace mm-hmm. is when star artists is put other rappers on.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Now, Mystical at one point came over there with y'all. Mm-hmm. How did that work out? Because he was No Limit,
yeah,
correct? And did you receive any turmoil for y'all being
on? Nah, you know, Mystical and all them artists just was caught up in some shit with what's going on with me and this dude. You
right,
they
right.
always wanted to work together.
Right.
That just that we didn't vibe, right. so it would never happen. But Mystical came. I always been a fan of Mystical. Mystical right. from New Orleans. He's a yeah. fucking legend. Yeah,
exactly.
A legend.
He was always
kind of
like a free agent. He had Boot Camp Clip, I think, was his crew, right? Was the name of his crew?
Something like that. I just yeah. know what with Armin Fatigues on.
They had beef kind of with Boot Camp Clip in New York.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
We did a project with Mystical, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And we was proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still cool today.
Right.
None of respect.
How was the time like with Busta Rhymes?
You know, Busta a different type of nigga. Very respectable
yeah.
time, nigga. Busta determined.
Bro. Yeah, yeah, Busta crazy,
stop.
My brother.
He ain't gonna stop. He ain't supposed to stop.
Right, right.
Keep getting that shit.
Right, that's a beautiful thing, man. I mean, besides you getting money, because we know you're getting money, but why you develop, like, you know, you develop a positive attitude, I want to say that. Like, it's like, you don't get involved with the he say, she say shit. But it's hard to in this game to avoid that. You know what I'm saying? So how you develop that type of attitude? Because even me, I fall. Like, I be having to erase some shit. I be saying, some nigga say something, man, suck your mother. But like, oh, shit, nigga, come on, CBS gonna pick that up. And I gotta erase the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, but you don't fall victim. Like
I see it ain't here at all.
What you say?
I see it ain't here at all.
Oh, okay.
I just don't get caught up into it.
Mm.
I'd rather chase the money than the bullshit. Bullshit easy, bro.
Mm.
I chase the money before I chase the bullshit. I'm not going to entertain it. I'm not going to really waste 1 second on it. I got too much other shit I want not try to do, but I want to be able to set the bar so high in this shit that maybe the nigga who can touch it, he not even much on his planet yet.
Mm.
That's my only mission in this game, is to keep running it up. Mm.
God damn it. Is it, first of all, let me pick up the Best Buy Liquors. I totally forgot for them providing the liquor. Yep. They, we're going to make sure they got the, what's the name of that joint again? What's the name of the joint? Sincerio. You're going to make sure they got the Sincerio in there. Because Birdman done bought me the big bottle. I'm taking that home because I'm not sharing with these niggas. They check are not out. Worthy.
BestBuyLiquor.com.
They my friends and all that. But yeah, BestBuy.com. They out here.
BestBuyLiquor.com.
BestBuy Liquors, you know what I'm saying? Now, are we going to ever get another Big Thomas album?
I doubt it.
Oh,
come on. I doubt it.
Yeah.
I'm doubting.
You what?
I doubt it.
Yo, girl, why?
I'm just not with it.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
I ain't with it.
Oh, okay.
And Fresh, my partner, I love him like a brother. We talk all the time. Mm-hmm. And you know what I mean? He do produce for me for certain things with other people, but all right. I ain't with it.
So there'll be another Big Timers. There'll be another Hot Boys.
Maybe a Hot Boys. Cause
maybe a Hot Boys.
BG be home this year, so.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. We
that'll be crazy.
Maybe get something like that, though. Mm.
And so who was Hot Boys? It was BG, Turk, Wayne, Juvie. And Juvie.
Yeah.
Woo, woo. Yeah, yeah, the people would eat that up.
Damn.
But I got a Hummer that's like sitting on 32. That was my. Did you really have a Hummer sitting on 32s?
Man, we were living that shit.
God damn it. God damn it. God damn it. I always wanted to ask you that, like in real life.
Nah, really.
I always wanted to ask you that. Oh, man. Oh, man. So, okay. All right. Hold on. All right, dudes. What's this, dudes? So now, people don't talk a lot about it. Slim. Slim don't really talk a lot. He's to the side. Like, say a couple of words about Slim. What? You know, because he's mysterious. No one knows
nothing. Slim the coolest nigga on the planet.
That's right. That's right.
My brother, I look up to my brother.
Wow.
He mean everything to me. He's like a daddy to me. He everything. If it wasn't for Slim, well, none of this shit be still going on. Because I was kind of ratchet with this shit.
Wow.
Slim really maintaining a thinker, you know. Right. He kept all the pieces together.
Mm. Mm. God damn it. And why do you think people don't talk about him more? It's because he's the behind the scenes.
He played it back.
I feel like he's like the Biggs of Cash Money.
Yeah,
that's the sense that I would get.
Right.
But he totally 1,000% the shot caller. Anything go down, Slim called all shots.
Wow. Now the first single that you guys signed was artist named Kilo G.
That was the first release.
That was the first release?
First ever on Cash Money.
Yeah. First ever on Cash Money?
Yeah.
Kilo G, where he at? He sound like he's still selling crack cocaine.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, he said rest in peace.
Oh, rest in peace. Oh, God bless.
He got killed, bro.
God bless. So, oh, man. All right. God damn it. Right.
What's the year that Cash Money started?
I had my federal tax ID number in 1990.
Oof.
Wow.
Oof.
I came home from jail in 1989, December 10th. I started my label, got my federal tax ID number February 10th. I signed with Universal 1997, May 10th.
And still Universal's the partner? Distribution
been there part? 23 years.
Wow.
Same team.
And Lil Wayne's first album was Lil Slim?
No, that's who brought Lil Wayne.
That's who bought Lil Wayne. Okay. Damn, you've been getting money for 23 years from Universal. Them checks must be looking crazy. God damn it. God damn it. I'm counting your money. I'm so sorry.
No.
I'm sorry. I'm proud to know you.
Just to keep it G with you, brother, made $2 billion with Universal.
With Universal.
Yeah.
Not to mention what you made before that.
Independent. Right. And $1 billion of the dollars I broke down with Wayne, Drake, and Nicki.
And now, is Drake still signed to Cash Money? Are they all three still technically signed?
We're in business together for life.
Okay.
It's a long time.
When you cut checks like that, ain't no nigga going
anymore.
All right.
Money long, nigga strong.
All right, that's beautiful, man. That's beautiful, man. I was so glad, you know, as a person that, you know, seen y'all from the beginning. I can't say from the very, very beginning, but like from the 90s, I would say from 98 to 97 on, you know, when I seen y'all rectify the situation, that's the reason why, if you ever notice, like, we're supposed to be media or whatever, but we ain't never talk about that because I know y'all relationship from the beginning, and when I seen the turmoil, I wanted to look at the end result. So I chose not to ever speak about that because of that. And I feel like no one should to tell you the truth. Like when it comes to y'all, like especially people who know y'all relationship, like this is real shit. Like I know you love that nigga. You know what I'm saying? And I respected you. I respected you. Respect you and respect your stance for never falling victim. And like I'm glad that you told. You said, man, listen, man, it's been times, Nori. I almost did, but I didn't.
I never almost.
Okay.
Ever.
Okay.
I would never cross that line with him.
Right.
I always looked at him as a son. So how could I ever disrespect him?
Right.
That wouldn't be a man. That wouldn't be a father.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Cause I could never disrespect somebody that called a kid my son. So I would never. I just suck it up.
And then, so and how initially did y'all like kind of fix it? Was
we talked?
Yeah.
Talked a couple of times.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That was important to me.
Right.
That I started with Wayne. I gave my all to my son, and he gave his all to me. So, for me to continue to do this business, I had to fix that with him.
Right. God damn it. That's honorable. That's honorable to me. That was the time I did want to speak on it. I wanted to speak about y'all, fixing the situation because so much in our, our community is always the bad part that's promoted.
Mm-hmm.
When the good part happens, why the fuck we don't show it that same energy? You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, I commend you on that. I commend him on that. I commend you brothers, rectifying the situation. Because the one thing you don't ever want to do is, let your family members be affected through money. You know what I'm saying? Because that's going to come and go. But now, I'm just getting a little awkward. How are you and Tiger stand? Because I know he was supposed to be signed to the label or something like that, and he said that he was on Interscope or some shit.
You know what I mean? That's a whole nother movie, bro.
Okay, it's another movie. All right, cool.
That's a whole nother situation. Cool. But I always did great by Tiger.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I put millions in his pocket.
All right.
I ain't never violated that young man ever to speak in my name in vain in any kind of way.
Right.
You know what I mean? I always stood solid with him. But, that's a whole other shit.
Do you think that sometimes people blame you because that's the easy way out?
I'm the gangster, so you know how I go.
Right, right. Well, yo, man.
They got to stand on that shit, though, when you been saying that shit.
Right.
Because eventually you know how this shit go, bro. You never know, bro. It's the music business.
Right.
You never fucking know.
Right.
You don't burn no bridge, not one of them.
Right,
it's a music business.
Right.
You're gonna run past. I'm gonna be in this shit for real.
Right.
I'm big dog in this shit.
Right.
So I ain't going nowhere.
All right.
Was the track that y'all did together the first time that Cash Money worked with a New York artist or did a feature?
What you mean?
On the Melvin Flay. It felt like that.
We was already a fan. Wayne turned me on to their music. He was more up to date with them than me. So when we go up there, we go check. We go hit every ghetto. We go in every project. We go in niggas' hood and just chill.
Right.
That was our whole mold when we go in whatever city. I'd have been in every ghetto in America.
Because we was here in Miami, and it seemed like Cash Money wasn't really doing a lot of features, at least not outside their area.
I wasn't letting niggas do features.
Right. So there you go.
I wasn't.
So it was a big deal when we saw that feature down here. We're like,
certain
niggas,
bro. Because I ain't want to hold myself or hold my niggas. We ain't going to be, man, these niggas ain't help us do nothing. I ain't trying to be cool with no niggas. I don't want to be cool with no niggas.
Right.
That was our motto. But certain niggas we fucked with, and and we did that shit.
To this day, baby, I still got that 25-year relationship with motherfucking Cash Money, nigga. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. That's why I wanted to personally do this because, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever was the opinion of anybody else's, that ain't my opinion. But I gotta stand on what I know and what my ground is. And whenever I stepped to you and I came to you, because I remember, not too long ago, shit, I had a Wayne feature. I was independent like a motherfucker. I ain't had nothing to hit nobody. And I said, and you said, you listen, partner, what you did tell me is, don't you have no other nigga call me ever again, nigga. You better call me direct. And I was like, my bad, Birdman. Never again, my nigga. I was like, he said, you know
what
you mean? Yes, because what happened was, you know what I'm saying? And me and him had lived in a close vicinity of each other. I don't want to say where. Yep. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to say where because fuck all that. You know what I'm saying? I just didn't feel right, like, reaching out to him. And he was like, don't you ever not feel right. Nigga, you reach out to me direct. I
always looked at you as a partner.
Exactly, my brother. I appreciate that, brother, because you held me down. And so I wanted to do this interview personally because you get a bad rap sometimes. So many people say, you know, Birdman is this and Birdman, you don't speak. So sometimes if you don't address the rumor becomes the truth. So in this day and time, you know, I wanted to come out and
but can I tell you how I personally feel about that?
Uh-huh.
I don't give a fuck.
That was the hardest answer ever, brother. Goddamn. Yo, so we've been recently seeing the emergence of black excellence and black ownership. I know I've been touched on it a little earlier. What is the next step for us to grow as a people, whether it be us as hip hop people or us as just, you know, what's the next step for us?
I can speak on the music part. Okay. Ordinary life, you know, that right. shit going different ways. But right. for the music, we need to just keep doing what we're doing. Mm. I see the youngins starting to spread their wings, mm-hmm. you know, signing talent, getting talent. Right. And there's so much in the game right now. It ain't like it was when we was coming up.
Right.
This shit done changed for real. Mm-hmm. And it changed for the best.
Right.
You hear me? So when you got these youngins out here doing it, I keep doing it and keep doing it harder. All I can tell the niggas, go harder. Don't ever think you, because you doing it, you cool. Nigga, go harder.
Like I know you are a real music guy, right? For years, I've seen you. I go to certain places, you'll be there. Do you ever, like, see, because some of this music out now is kind of trash, but it's hit records. Do you ever say, so what do you say? You say,
do you care?
Do you care? Or, because like you know if a record is mixed or not.
Different game, bro.
Okay, it's a different game. So you might.
You got a lot of old niggas tripping on a new game.
Yes, yes.
Because it might not be the kind of music we was listening to. You got to get with this shit or get left behind this shit. It's a different game. A lot of niggas don't know how to transit or change into what's going on. You remember, I've always been trendy. I never been a follower. So for me, we gonna start what's going on, but you gotta see what's going on and know what's going on. You remember, the way these youngsters doing music now, you can't compare how we do music or how we did music. We wouldn't even understand the shit. But I get it. I understand it. And you gotta get with it.
Okay, so what's the next step? What's the next move of your legacy?
I'm doing movies, bro.
Okay, wow.
Cash Money Films. I always had my Cash
I've
Money.
Seen the documentary.
Yeah. Okay. I got my champagne. I got a few different hustles. My stunner brand that's within music, bro. Okay. I don't want to come outside of music. Everything I'm doing with is for entertainment.
Okay.
You understand me? My liquor and everything we're doing. So.
You still with Lugs or you left them niggas? Leave them niggas alone.
I'm forever with
them. Leave them niggas alone, bro. You fuck with Lugs?
They bought me houses and shit.
I ain't go for it. I ain't go for it. They cut us some jacks too.
We had guns in the building.
I'm forever with them. I ride with them.
You ride. That nigga said forever. I respect that, my nigga. They got you and Funk Flex. I respect that, my nigga.
Flex put me down with that.
Yeah, Flex put you down with that?
Flex put me down with that.
You don't mind. Lugs can come back.
Yeah, Lugs can come back, bro. Well. Well, Birdman, again, you know, I want to thank you personally, because you ain't had to do this. You don't have to be questioned or you know, interviewed at all. You know what I'm saying? You are who you are, but I wanted to, you know, say the side that I see you from, you know Definitely. What I'm saying? And because I just feel like sometimes it's unfairly how people view you, you know what I'm saying? So as a person who knows you, and not for just since yesterday, I know you for a while.
And
always... Always, if you say you're gonna do something, you've done it. You know what I'm saying? And I wanted to honor that, and I wanted to respect that. And you know what I'm saying? I want to also, you know, big up to Mac Main and big up to Wayne and big up to the whole team, because I love when y'all are together. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm that guy who's seen it from the beginning, so I want to see it like that for the end. So even if I'm naive, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather be that.
Nah, this shit together forever, man.
For real.
Ain't nothing gonna change that.
For real.
This shit together, when they bury us, they gonna bury us in the same city.
God damn it.
So we together forever, man.
God damn it. So I wanna personally thank you on behalf of me, EFN, Dream Champs.
Man, can I say something? Yes. I like what you doing too, man. I saw you transform, bro. I remember when you were still doing other shit in the city. Y'all building what y'all building. Mm-hmm. That's what this shit about, man.
God damn it. Thank you so much, Birdman. Make some noise, Birdman. God damn it. We'll take a picture and drop, and then we good. Okay. Thank you, my brother.
Cut.